Sunday night, Ruffin and Wiseman.
I thought you were actually means if women eat by themselves, there's a rush for them to make them come. They want to, they can. I don't think it's done. It can, maybe it's possible. That's if they want to. If they're eating with men, and there's three men there, so they've got a chiyah mazum with the men, they have to take part, actually. See, if the woman goes upstairs to do something, really, the three men should wait for her till she comes back down again. Because she's got a chiyah. Once there's an obligation of zimun, she becomes a chiyah of it. Then we said, what is the main part of zimun? So we said, the machlokes for the svadim and Ashkenazim. The Ramah holds that the main part of zimun is the rabbis, obviously, till hazonas hakol. That means what happens is the mezamen says that loud. You should say it loud. The people are listening. You should say it with him in an undertone. Finish off before him so they can answer amen to hazonas hakol. But really, that's what should happen. So he should be saying it loud, the first brocha. Mishmur is not so happy with people, the Meister, who do mezumim, but they make it quiet, the first brocha. They don't do it loud. They say it quietly. It's not very good. The Chatchila one should do the first brocha loud and clear, that everyone can hear what is going on. Then what else did we speak about last time? Okay, so what, 3 and 10? Then we spoke about being a chabad, a person with a loud voice. Okay, that's more or less what we got up to last time. Okay, now, that's the famous question is actually what happens. So the Maaseh, there's a chiyah when three people eat together. And there's an obligation to eat mezumen. There's a number of conditions to make a mezumen. I'll just go through the conditions first before we go through them slowly. The first one is they have to eat together. See what that means, they have to eat together. That's condition number one. Condition number two is they must be in the same place together. If they're eating in different places, let's say different tables, the moshel, and it's not meant to be someone goes to a restaurant. When I say there's no shackles between different people on the table, they're all eating independently, there's no tzirf. It's not the same, they're not eating together. Number three, obviously, a kazayas has to be eaten of bread. And number four, what type of food can other people have to be able to join in the mezumah? And that's the conditions that you need to know. So we're going to start with number one, and that is that I have to eat together. So what does it mean, eating together? What does that mean? Well, you go to a chasna, it can take from the time the first person washes, somebody said to me today, he came to me and said, from the time the first person washes, it can go for a long time. You've got a dance in the middle, people are coming the whole time. What's called eating together? That's number one to clear up. So that's a bit of a mishmaruz. Now, Meister, the eating together at the beginning, that's the main criteria. If they eat together to start with, there's definitely a chi of zimon. You're going to see, even if they didn't eat together to start with, but if they finish off together, the mishmaruz mashmaruz also a chi of zimon. Okay, let's see what we can find out over here. So the Chai Otom says that eating together is, they have the kazayas together. They're eating together, the first kazayas. Okay, so I'm not sure how common that is by a chasna. I mean, it depends on the table. But people are eating the whole time. Yeah, what? One table?
Yeah, no. So if Ruben has his first, he's having kazayas, it shouldn't start because his first kazayas, right?
No, it looks like all three have to eat the kazayas together. Okay. Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah.
That could be also in the middle of the meal.
It's not a chiyuv. That's not a chiyuv in the middle of the meal. The chiyuv is at the beginning. They start together.
Yes,
that's fair. It's not so common. I don't know. I mean, myself, when you sit down at a normal table, when you sit down normally on Friday night, wherever you sit on a normal table, and myself, then you're all eating together. Yeah, but you might have a normal table, three people are coming together with you. So once you've got three already eating together with you, then you've got a chiyuv zimun. Yeah, you're right. At the course of the meal, many people are coming in the whole time. It's not a thing. Yeah, that's not true.
But a mice in a class, even table number one, table eight,
meet all
together.
That's a good question. I'm not clear. He's asking a question. Kind of there, you're going to see this when we do about the place. Even though table's not normally mitzaref, that's a good point we're saying, Chaim. The mice at chasna, where you're invited by the bolabos to come, there, all the tables join together. So Chaim's asking a question. That's the mice on table number one, top table. He comes along, washes at 8 o'clock. And, half a minute, 10 seconds later, on table number 5, someone eats and washes, as a kazayas. And on table number 10 also, then, can you join? Is that now a chiyuv? It's a good question. I don't know. I'll think about that today. Yeah, the chayra, the swara is that you should. It's a chumra, yeah? So Bechorban, that means, you can't go out now, because that means, Rabbi Yosef, if you're chayv in Zimun, then you can't leave. Oh, I can't take it out of it, but I'm saying, no, I say, if you didn't have anything, you ate together, you've got no right to leave until you make a mezuman.
So, you drink that.
But first of all, my friend, if you're a chasna, you've got a serious problem. First of all, that chasna might be temporary, you might be a king. That's question number one. Question number two is, besides that, you might be chiyuv shel brachos. So it's very nice you made your own mezuman. What's happened to the shel brachos?
You're going to.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
That's a good thing you came to the shit tonight. That's why I carried a good thing you came to the shit. That's what we're going to discuss tonight. That is the question. Yeah, someone's there, and I see you scare out. Or Shai's what you should do. Yeah, that's the number of eights is nice. I'm just telling you what the problem. I like to start with the problem first, and then get the solutions. But the problem, first of all, is there that once you start together, you've got a problem. The Mishabura says, actually, who are din, Mishabura says, finishing together is also. So, well, I wrote down over here, so, sorry, coming back to the beginning. So, the Chai Odom Sisi Mashma, that to eat, to start together means you have the first kazayas together. In the Rezoyis HaBrocha, he brings down also if they went to wash together. Now, that can take a bit of time. I mean, a person might he washes, by the time he takes himself to dry sand, that guy's already finished his eyes. But the Rezoyis HaBrocha brings down, that's also called a tzir. The fact that they went to wash together is also called a tzir. And Mr. Bruin Kutsari Gimel, your test says, who are din, if there two people have eaten already, and then a third person comes along and eats? So the Maisa, you haven't got in to start together. So the Lachoy, there's no Chiyuv Zimun. Says the Mishabura, Kutsari Gimel, your test. Mashma Zeh, I wrote on the if one person comes to two people, the two people have already started eating. And now another one comes. So they haven't stopped together. There's no chiyuv. And you're going to say, and they didn't finish their meal at the same time. That means the first two, I'm sitting at the table with Moshe. Me and Moshe are eating, having a good meal, enjoying ourselves. And then all of a sudden, Chaim turns up. And he sits down, but we finish eating. So we have now can go. We can best put some well out because we didn't. We didn't start again. Said the Mishnah Brewer though. Oisom, if you don't recall, you'll have to split up yourself. We can't mock home. Says the Mishnah Brewer. Interesting. How curious though. In Intimu, the two people waited. I mean, they're two people eating. They're more or less finished the bread. A third person comes and starts to eat the bread. Says the Mishnah Brewer, if the first two wait. Until the third person finished eating, also you know why he says? Because if they would bring some more food, they would eat it. So it's not called finishing their food.
Even though they've eaten nothing together?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a chiddush actually, quite right, yeah. But since if they would bring more food, they'd eat. So two people have eaten at the table together. Yeah?
There's bread on the table, they're not eating it, they're similar, they're not going to eat anymore.
But if they bring ice cream, will they eat? That's what he says. If we call Mokoim, if they bring something to eat, he would eat it. That's like eating together. Yes, it's a chesed of five things. Right.
You have to eat
no, it looks like they don't have to eat it.
And then the second one and then the third one.
Yeah, it looks like they don't have to. The mice, they don't have to. That's good enough. So that would also be a way to have. They're not required to wait for him. If they do wait for him, then you've got a chiyuv. So let's talk about a typical case. A person goes to a chasna. Well, let's say someone knows he's going to a chasna. And let's say, like you said, the mice, he hasn't got time to wait till 12 o'clock till the bench. He hasn't got time to wait till then. So he wants to know, how can he avoid this problem? So what's the solution?
To eat bread.
Right. You'd be a good rabbi. Yeah, so solution number one, which is the most posh one, that's true, is don't have any bread. And then you've got no problem. But the thing is, it's a nice colour, the mice you want to wash.
Solution number two is wash your room.
Oh, another answer would be, is the mice, which is glass, is if a person would wash at home, eat some kazayas at home, and then go to the.
Together on the table with two other people.
Yeah, that's only after first kazayas, and he's going to finish before them. During the course of meal, when you eat, it's not machayev you. Yeah, in the beginning or the end. So that would be a good answer. What kind of, I must tell you, I've told this story many times, I'll probably say. I was once at a Shell Rockers, and a guy turns up very late there, next to me. So he sits down, and he says, Strobe, he wants to explain to you what he's doing. He says, Strobe, I'll tell you, I hope you don't mind. I came so late. I said, I don't mind. What happened? He said, I'm mucking on Chodosh, he says to me, on Chodosh bread. So what I do is, I have at home my bread, my Yoshon bread, and I come over here, and I finish off the meal here. Good?
You must eat bread. No, you have to eat bread.
You've heard the story before.
No.
Very good. No, no, you're wrong. Very good. The mice is a serious problem now, yeah? Because you cannot bench in a place, in a second place, unless you eat bread in a second place.
Should bring a bit of it on your shelf.
As far as I remember, that story happened before the ale took place. And I can't remember which Friday night. I don't remember. If it was on a weekday, there was no summer shower. That's not why he didn't bring his bread with him. Yeah, but you're right. If he didn't bring his bread with him, if he doesn't bring his bread with him, he's got a serious problem. In fact, not only that, he's got a serious shadow now whether he has to make a broch on this fish and this chicken and his soup and everything. Because he's not having any more bread. So what he could do is bench at home again. He could eat here. If he has in mind to have some more bread at home, then he can go back home. What?
Is that making more broccoli?
No, because he's still in the middle of his meal. He's not finished his meal yet. He's intending to eat at home.
Can you get
Bokka Joe Bokkerson? He's on a good form, that guy.
Even a guest can get Joe.
No. Oh, I mean, he's not worse than eating just something else, not bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, Semcha, you've had a good holiday, I can see. True?
Back
home. It's the best place. Believe you me, it's the best place. Sorry?
So, the guy hasn't benched because he's going to bench at home because it's Joshua. He
asks
if he can get shaved
prophecy.
He can say shaved prophecy
before benching.
I'm asking
him, I don't know. Yeah. Well, no, right? Why not? No, but he's right, Simcoe, he says. It makes no difference. Even if you have no bread at all, if you eat cake and other food,
yeah.
You can anyway eat.
There's no cake on the table, so what's your
point? My friend, this person didn't come to him for nothing to eat. He came to have his chicken or whatever he's coming. He's coming to eat something.
So that chicken will be making
soup. Yeah, so for the Musulman, you can use that, the chalor. You can have that for the Musulman. Another Musulman for the Sherpa, he'd like to type up back eating there.
He can't bench
if he has no bread in the second place. That's true. Yeah. He can't do benching because he's got to have bread in the second place. The only thing he could do is go home without anyone watching, bring some bread over and eat it here. That's what he could do. That'd be another option.
Take bread with him?
Yeah.
Take bread with him.
You take your bread from your house, which is Yoshon, eat it in the second place, then you've got no problem. Do you have to have a kazayis for both sides?
Yes. A mashu,
I think so. No, kazayis or a mashu?
Kazayis. So, eat in another place, you have to.
You don't know. That's he's honest. Running. The answer is you don't need to have a kazayis, actually. No, Shemrua brings down from people who got him that a mashu is also good. There's an interesting, because you're in the middle of a meal, you've eaten already, yeah? You're just being mashed up in the second place. What? The new place, but the mice is part of the meal. As long as you have something to eat there, that's good. So that is option number two. So again, that one option is you don't have any bread at all. That's a poshter option, no shine at all. But the mice is not very practical. The person often wants to wash. The mice wants to have a thing. Option number two is that he washes at home, let's say, and he has his kazayas of bread at home. And then he comes into the Suda, so he's not joined with them, and then when everyone's eating at 11 o'clock, before everyone's finished their meal, they're not finished, he can bench and go home.
Now, if he decides yes to say, can he be one of the 10? He's not out.
Not what happened.
There's only 10 people there.
Yeah, Daz not to Mizalim. And
then
now he wants to
Mizalim,
can he
Mizalim? We're talking about Daz here. Now we're talking about he ate somewhere else.
Yeah, he washed at home, he wanted to go home early. Well,
he's got a good company there, he's enjoying his meal. He doesn't want to go home. He's changed his mind. The artist is very good, he doesn't want to miss the artist. Yeah, so now he eats more bread now with intention to stay here. He's like, look, alright.
He can stay.
Even if
Das not
to, he can. Yeah, he can stay. He's not. Don't confuse Das. The violet still Das here. The violet always comes a practical thing. He washed at home. I'm not talking about Daz coming. I'm talking about without Daz. I'm talking about he washed at home and he had bread at home. He doesn't need to have any Daz now because he's not joined.
What
he knows what he's doing.
Not to be able to bench with them.
Yeah, but that's another heads. I don't want to come onto that for the time being. Yeah, I know. Anne's lying. He's not thinking about that at a time. Quite right. Sorry, sir. He's not saying that at a time he washes his hands. When he has his first kazaias, he's not saying, I'm washing at home because I don't want to join with them. That's not what he's doing. He's saying, he knows what he's doing. He just washes at home. He eats his kazaias at home. Then he goes to the simcha. He eats the rest of the simcha and he benches early. That is good.
And it was in your eyes.
What?
This guy wants to go home early. The other two guys don't want to bench now. They just want to carry on to the desserts, the ice cream. But he wants to go now. Can he make a...
We'll have to come for that. That's a nice good child. That's a good question. Yeah, good question. What?
I've done
that
myself.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting question. That's another interesting point. Yeah, now, number the next condition, that is what Simcha's busy with, we'll have to come to it because he's very busy with this, and that is the Chiddush. Now, I want to agree to this. This is a Chiddush from Moshe, and I think someone else says as well, Shinra Barov, I think also says this, is that, well, sorry, just 1 minute. In number two, what I just told you now, you can do the same thing in the Chasna Hall itself, yeah? You can wash at the Chasna Hall, take some challah or whatever, go into another room, and eat there, your first kazayas, and then come back. Or, if you happen to be very early at the Chasna, no one else is at the Chasna, and you're the first person there at your table or whatever, there's no one else eating there, you can do the same thing. I'm just saying it's more practical to do it at home. But the Maisa, if you go to a side room where there's no one there and you have your kazayas there, it's the same thing.
Actually, washing is not a set of you.
No. Now, condition number three is what Simcha's very busy with. Let's get to this because he likes this one. Yeah. And that is the Chiddush. Now, not everyone agrees to this. Number three condition is that you wash at a time of washing. I have in mind I am not joining here from the Zuman. And for sure, it goes together. If you don't join from the Zuman, you're not part of the Shev Brothers. So you have that in mind. He says over here, some say you have to say it clearly. You have to say it that I don't want to be with Staruf. I'll just say it's enough to think about it. Okay, that's an interesting point.
What? You
separate, you stop yourself. You stop the Chiyuv. You've decided, you made yourself not part of Oilam. You're right. Once you started eating, and you say, I'm in mind not to be part of them, that you can't do. But we're talking about before he started, he has in mind that I do not want to be mitzvahed with other people.
Then he can't change his mind halfway through.
Well, the chayra, what that person could do, Rabbi, so what could I, let's say I came to the chasna and I said, I'm not staying here until 12 o'clock at night, it's too late for me, I want to bench at half past 10, so I'm not in mind to be mitzvahed. So I sit there and I'm next to Chaim at the chasna, and he's a good shmoozer. I think to myself, you know what, I wouldn't mind staying till the end. Oh, so the chori, if you have some more bread, then you're mitzvah. If you have some more, it's not worse. What? No, we still have to have a kazayas, because for Zimun you need to have a kazayas of food. Wherever you eat, you have to have a kazayas of food. So I might say you have to, there, the chori, if you have another kazayas of food, and you have in mind there, that the chori would be okay. So that's another eitzah that, I don't know why it's totally before you wash the sitz down, because that's not totally what I might see. It's told that before you wash your hands with this yadayim, you have in mind, say, some say you have to actually say it, that I'm not being mitzvah here with all the people. And therefore, I don't join the mezumen, I don't join Shev Brothers, and I can go. Now, it's not glut, this eitzah. I must say, not everyone's masking to this. There are chulkim on this. And therefore, the other two eitzahs I mentioned are definitely better, the chayra. This is a third eitzah. It's not the ideal situation. So why have we got three eitzahs? One is not many pas. Number two is, start eating your bread somewhere else, or don't eat with them at the time, and then finish off. Again, if you, like I said, the person washed at home, and he had the kazayas at home, and he came to the shul chasna, and he decided to stay there till the end, and he finished with everyone, finishing off with everyone is also a chayv. So you're going to have the same problem. If you don't, if you finished off with everyone, you have to make a mezumen. What? I'm saying that is mechayvim. That is Machayim. At the end of the meal, he's there. That is Machayim to do it. So that is the second one. And the third eitzah is that a person has in mind at the time of washing his hands, he has in mind that I do not want to start with this item over here. And that puts him from the mezumen, and that puts him from shekels. All right. That's one way to do it.